愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
今天跟大家一起来学习学习的喜乐。
Today I'd like to learn with everyone the topic joy in learning.
我们大家都希望我们信仰的生活能够过得很喜乐。
We all wish that we have a life of faith that is joyful.
如果我们生活得很喜乐，我们就觉得信仰真的很可贵。
If we lead a joyful life, we find that our faith indeed is very precious.
要让我们的信仰生活很喜乐，其中有一个方法就是要不断的学习。
And for our life of faith to be joyful, one method is continuous learning.
记得我们教会有两个长老，过了70岁以后才学习用电脑。
I remember that in our church, we have two elders. When they are over the age of 70, only they started to learn how to use the computer.
这个大概是20-30年前的事情。
And this event happened about 20-30 years ago.
那他们到最后就可以用电脑 ABC 的键盘来打中文的文章。
So they were finally able to master the computer and use ABC alphabets to type Chinese articles.
那每一次听到他们在讲学习的过程，他们都很喜乐。
Every time I hear them share their learning process, they were full of joy.
因为这个本来应该是年轻人才会的，我竟然70岁以后我也会。
Because mastering the computer is something that only the young does, but I, at the age of 70, is able to master it.
而且我们人的头脑越用就越敏锐，越灵敏。
And the more we learn our brains, the better it becomes.
并且当人学习会了新的技能，我们发现我们就更独立，不需要依靠别人。
When we learn a new skill, we become more independent, and we no longer need to rely on others.
所以活到老学到老，这是真的。
Indeed, we continue living as we age. This is very true.
那在信仰生活也是这样。
Likewise, in our life of faith.
圣经说我们的肉体渐渐朽坏。
The Bible says that our physical body gradually deteriorates.
这个是没有办法避免的。
This is something that we cannot avoid.
我们只能够减少这个往下坡往下滑这个速度，但是没有办法阻止它。
We can only slow down our decline, but we cannot completely stop it.
但是内心却一天新似一天。
But within us, our hearts are renewed daily.
这个内心一天新似一天不是我洗礼自然就会这样。
And for our hearts to be renewed daily does not happen automatically after we're baptized.
是不断的学习，我们的内心才会更新。
And it requires us to have continuous learning, only then can our hearts be renewed daily.
所以一个人不断学习，不断成长，这个人的喜乐就会越来越多。
Through continuous learning and growing, our joy will increase.
所以如果一个人信仰生活都没有喜乐，很可能他并没有在成长。
So if one's life of faith, is devoid of joy, then probably you have not been growing in your faith.
或者这也是在讲他没有在学习。
Or perhaps you have stopped learning.
有学习就有成长，有成长就有喜乐。
So only if you learn, you can grow, and only with growth will you have joy.
今天用腓立比书第四章来看看到底我们要学什么。
So today, using Philippians chapter 4, we shall study what are the things that we can learn.
我们看腓立比书的第四章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 4.
第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
请。
Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
这个地方说要靠主常常喜乐。
Here tells us to rejoice in the Lord always.
如果有主耶稣，我们就有喜乐。
If we have the Lord Jesus, then we will have joy.
但是问题是，我有主耶稣，为什么我没有喜乐？
But the question is that I have the Lord Jesus, but why is it that I have no joy?
那我们就看第四节。
So now let's come back to verse 4.
请读。
Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
好，第六节。
Verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
这个第六节讲了，应当一无挂虑。
Verse 6 tells us, be anxious for nothing.
其实活在现实的生活当中，我们真的挂虑很多。
But living in this world, we have a lot of worries.
不是今天就是明天。
And if you don't worry today, then we'll worry about tomorrow.
不是这个月就下个月。
And if you don't worry about this month, then we worry about next month.
不是年轻就是忧虑年老。
And when we worry when we're young, and when we're old, we also worry.
不是忧虑我们自己，就是忧虑我们所爱的人。
And if we're not worried about ourselves, then we worry about our loved ones.
所以因为心里充满着忧虑，我们生活就没有喜乐。
So because our lives are full of anxieties and worries, then our lives have no joy.
那怎么要做到一无挂虑
？So then, how can we lead a life that is anxiety-free？
那接下去就是我们应该要学习的。
Next is what we ought to learn。
所以第六节就讲要凡事借着祷告、祈求跟感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Verse 6 tells us, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God。
也就是。我们要把我们的挂虑告诉神。
We ought to tell God our worries and anxieties.
那这个告诉神就是一种交托。
So this supplication or this telling to God is a form of a reliance.
所以人如果要活着喜乐，要学习交托。
So if you want to lead a joyful life, then we have to learn to entrust.
这里讲告诉神，那神是谁？
So he tells us to supplicate, to tell God. So who is God?
圣经说，神是我们的父亲。
The Bible says that God is our father.
那我们就是他的儿子。
And we are his sons.
那我们就这样来想你看我们小的时候。
So let's think about it this way. When we were young.
如果都有很爱我们的父母。
If we have parents who love us.
真的是没有忧虑
Then we really lead an anxiety-free life.
脚踏车骑一骑，哇，没有气了，怎么办
？So when we cycle and then the bike, the wheels, the tires lost air, what happens?
你跑去告诉爸爸脚踏车没有气了。
So you just want to tell dad, say it's out of air.
那这个小孩子就继续出去玩其他的。
And then the child went on to play other games.
那现在就变成他爸爸的问题。
Now the bike is becomes the father's problem.
现在去上班，等一下下班要去哪个地方买这个脚踏车的内胎，要回来替他换。
So the father has to plan after work. I have to go to this place to buy this inner tire so I can do a replacement for the bike.
那到了晚上脚踏车修好了。
So when evening comes, the bike has already been fixed.
所以小孩子就懂得来把事情告诉他的父母。
So the child learns tell his father all his problems.
所以一个有爱心的对小孩子有爱心的父母，确实是一个小孩子成长一个很大的享受。
So to have a loving parents is indeed a great enjoyment for the child.
那这个告诉神，这个神是天父。
So we ought to tell God our worries because this God is the Heavenly Father.
那我们就来看天父告诉我们什么。
So now let's read as to what this Heavenly Father tells us.
马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
请读。
Matthew 6 verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?"
Answer.
Verse 32. For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
这个地方讲 不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
So here tells us not to worry about what we eat, drink, and wear.
也就是不要忧虑我们生活的需要。
In other words, we don't have to worry about our daily necessities.
啊，这个就是我们最基本的忧虑。
And this is our very basic anxiety.
好，那三十二节就在讲外邦人。
And then verse 32 goes on to talk about the Gentiles.
外邦人没有一个天父。
The Gentiles, they do not have a heavenly father.
但是我们信了耶稣，有一个天父。
But after we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have this heavenly father.
所以三十二节说，你的天父是知道的。
So verse 32 says that all these things your heavenly father knows.
所以我们的需要，天父是知道的。
And therefore, our heavenly father knows all our needs.
那不要忧虑，我们要做什么？
So therefore, we do not have to worry as to what we ought to do.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
先求他的国跟他的义，这个东西就要加给你们。
Seek first His kingdom and seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
也就是要热心来拜神啊。
In other words, we should be zealous in worshiping God.
要努力去追求，让神看起来我们是他一个很好的儿女。
We should work hard to pursue God so that God can see that we are good children of His.
那我们的生活需要神都会看顾的。
Then all our daily needs God will provide.
那我们再看第七章马太第七章。
Now let's continue to read Matthew chapter 7.
马太第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第五节。
Verse 5.
等一下马太第七章的第八节。
Sorry, Matthew chapter 7, verse 8. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
第八节。第九节。
Verse 9. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone?
十节。
Verse 10. Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent?
11节。
11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him?
这个地方11节讲，你们虽然不好。
So verse 11 says that if you, being evil,
知道拿好东西给儿女。
Know how to give good gifts to your children.
何况天父岂不把好的东西给求他的人吗？
How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
所以只要天父觉得这个东西对我们是好的，我们求他就会给我们。
So as long as the heavenly Father thinks that this is good for you, then whatever we ask of him, he will grant us.
当然最好的就是圣灵，所以这一段圣经也是在讲求圣灵。
But of course, the best thing to give us is the Holy Spirit. So this passage is talking about praying for the Holy Spirit.
所以学习交托就是把我们的忧虑、困难借着祷告来告诉我们在天上的父亲。
So to learn to entrust is to tell our Heavenly Father our worries and our problems.
那交托出去以后我们的天父就会带领、会看顾。
Through prayer, and after we entrust all these to Him, then He will provide and He will guide us.
那我们就可以喜乐。
Then we will have joy.
所以在彼得前书里面彼得也有这样的体验。
Therefore, in First Peter, Peter had this experience.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
Please turn to the book First Peter.
彼得前书的第五章。
Chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
彼得前书第五章第七节。
First Peter 5 verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
这里讲要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
So here tells us to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for you.
这个地方也是在讲相同一件事情。
And this passage here also talks about the same thing.
要把忧虑卸给神。
Which is that we have to cast our cares upon God.
因为他顾念你们。
Because he cares for you.
但是在这一节圣经节里面，我们看前后也可以指责服侍神。
But if we read the context of this passage, the before and the after, it also talks about serving God.
如果我们要做圣工要宣道牧养，责任很重。
So if you want to do church work, whether in preaching or pastoring, the responsibility is great.
所以有时候因为做圣工反而失去了喜乐的心。
And sometimes, because we do a church work, we lost our joy.
所以这里告诉我们，要把忧虑卸给神。
So here reminds us to cast our cares upon God.
我们尽量的做，做不到就交托给神。
We do our very best, and whatever we cannot accomplish, we entrust it to God.
所以不要因为做圣工失去喜乐的心。
Therefore, we should never lose our joy when we serve God.
因此这种交托是一种学习。
Therefore, such kind of entrusting is a form of learning.
那要怎么交托？
So how can we entrust?
就是祷告。
How do we entrust? Through prayer.
那要祷告到什么程度？
Then to what extent or to what level should we pray?
你本来很大的忧虑，本来我们有很大的忧虑。
We started off with a great anxieties and worries.
那你就祷告，告诉神，一直祷告到圣灵充满。
Then you just keep praying and tell it to the Lord until the Holy Spirit fills you.
那我们的心就有平安。
Then our hearts will experience peace.
那平安以后就没有忧虑了。
And as soon as we experience peace, then we no longer worry.
所以就是要一直祷告，祷告到我们的忧虑没有。
Then we just keep praying until all our anxieties are gone.
这个可能要一段时间。
So this perhaps would require a period of time.
不是两三句话讲完就起来了。
So it's not only just saying a few sentences and then you just get up from your prayer.
祷告到圣灵充满。
So we pray until we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们的内心有平安。
Until we have peace in our hearts.
但是明天我的忧虑又跑回来，那怎么办？
But the next day, my worries come back again. Then what should I do?
明天再祷告。
Then pray again tomorrow.
那要祷告多久？
Then how long do I pray for?
祷告到我的忧虑已经被神拿走了。
Keep praying until God had removed your anxiety.
那这样每天祷告。
So if you pray this way every day,
这个就是学习。
So this is learning.
那学到最后我们就不会忧虑。
Then you keep learning until ultimately you are worry free.
因为圣灵把神的爱充满在我们心里。
Because the Holy Spirit had already filled our hearts with the love of God.
我们感觉到神很爱我。
Then we will experience and feel that God indeed loves me.
那我们就知道神会在他的时候来来照顾我们。
Then we know that God will surely take care of us in His time.
所以回到腓立比书的第四章。
So now let's come back to Philippians chapter 4.
要借着祷告祈求感谢，把你们的需要告诉神。
It tells us that through prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God.
第七节，请。
And verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
这里讲神为诗人出乎意外的平安。
So here says that God would grant us peace that surpasses all understanding.
这个意外的平安主要是讲基督的平安在我们心里面充满着。
So this peace that surpasses all understanding refers to the Spirit of Christ that fully fills us in our hearts.
主耶稣说，在世界上你们有苦难。
The Lord Jesus says that in this world you will have trouble.
但是在我里面你们有平安。
But in me you will have peace.
所以我们完全的祷告交托之后，我们的心就很平安。
Therefore, if we fully pray and fully entrust to the Lord, then we will experience peace.
那有平安就是没有忧虑。
And if you have peace, it means that you have no worries.
那有平安，我们就有喜乐。
And if you have peace, then you will have joy.
这是第一个，我们要学习不是没有困难、没有忧虑，是学习交托。
So this is the first thing that we learn. We learn not to be worry or anxiety free, but we learn to entrust.
那第二个我们要学习什么？
And second, what else can we learn?
如果我们回到第四章的第八节。
If we come back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
腓立比书四章第八节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
请。
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, If there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
第九节.
Verse 9. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
这个第八节的结论，这些事你们都要思念。
So the conclusion that is written in verse 8, which is all these things you ought to meditate.
那第九节的后面讲什么？
And what does the last part of verse 9 say?
这些事你们都要去行。
These things you ought to learn.
所以如果我们思念这些事，我们去做这些事，是平安的神就与你们同在。
So therefore, if we learn these things and meditate on these things, then this the God of peace will be with you.
那如果是平安的神跟我们同在，我们的生活就非常的喜乐。
So if the God that grants peace abides with you, then your life will be a joyful.
因为神同在的地方一定是喜乐的。
Because the place where God abides is surely a joyful one.
连保罗在监牢里面也是很喜乐。
Even Paul, whilst he was in the jail or prison, he was very joyful.
连彼得被人打了放了，他也很喜乐。
Even Peter, after he was beaten and released, he was also very joyful.
因为神与他们同在。
It's because God abides with them.
好，那我们要做思念，要去追求，学习这些思念的事，做这些事之前，我们要努力一件事情。
So before we meditate, pursue, and do these things, there's something that we have to do first.
我们看第三章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 3.
第三章的13节。
Verse 13.
腓立比书3章13节。
Philippians 3 verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
14节.
14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这个13节讲，我只有一件事。
So verse 13 says that there's only one thing.
忘记背后。
I do, which is forgetting what is behind and reaching forward.
有时候我们看我们自己，为什么我活得不喜乐？
Sometimes when we reflect on our lives, we question as to why am I not joyful?
常常是因为我们没有办法忘记过去。
Very often, it's because we're not able to forget the past.
我们人在成长的过程，常常会犯很多的错误。
In the process of our growth, we often commit mistakes.
我们道理认识越清楚，我们来看我们自己的过去，我们就发现我们做了很多错误的决定。
And the more we know of the word, the more we realize that in the past we have made many bad decisions.
所以有的人不是不热心，他很热心，但是他没有办法很喜乐，因为他一直活在过去。
So there are some people, it's not that they're not zealous enough, but it is because they simply continue to live in the past.
但是圣经在讲，我们要忘记背后，要努力前面，这样才会进步。
But the Bible tells us that we have to forget what is in the past and strive forward.
这样我们才会喜乐。
Only then can we be joyful.
但是要忘记背后不是这么简单。
But to forget what is behind is not easy.
因为我们的心不是电脑，你把它按delete，过去都没有了。
Because our minds are not computers, you just delete and everything is gone.
你要叫他忘记，他就是忘不了。
You ask them to forget the past, but it is just impossible.
所以有时候连做梦都会想到过去。
And sometimes even in their dreams, they would think about their past.
所以整个心都充满着过去负面的经验。
So therefore, their minds are filled with the negative things of the past.
一个就是我们过去的错误。
One is our past mistakes.
第二个就是我们成长的过程的一些负面的体验。
And second is the negative experiences of the process of our growth.
所以有的人他不没有办法快乐，为什么？因为他过去成长的经验有受过很深的伤害。
So some people, they can never be happy or joyful because in the past, as in the growth process, they were greatly hurt.
那这个如果没有忘记啊，你不会喜乐。
So if you cannot forget these things, then you will never be joyful.
好，那要怎么让我们能够忘记背后？
So therefore, how does it? So what should we do so that we can forget the past?
我们回来看第四章。
Let's come back to chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
请读。
Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
这个讲靠着加添给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
So here tells us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
所以就是要靠着主耶稣的帮助。
So therefore, we have to rely on the help of the Lord Jesus.
人的心啊，是在主耶稣的掌控中。
Humans' hearts or minds are in the hands of the Lord.
所以如果我们一直祷告主耶稣的力量帮助我们，我们就可以把过去过去了。
So if we keep praying, through the power of the Lord Jesus, then we can forget about the past.
如果没有神的帮助，过去没有办法过去的。
Without the help of God, the past can never pass away from us.
第二个就是要被神的爱充满。
And second, we have to be filled with the love of God.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love is to remember not the wrong of others.
爱是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patient, love is kind.
所以当神的爱充满在我们里面，
Therefore, when the love of God fills us,
我们就能够赦免。
Then we will be able to forgive.
我们就能够忍耐。
And we can be patient.
我们就能够对别人有恩慈。
Then we can be kind towards others.
那过去就已经过去了。
Then we will be able to put all things of the past in the past.
所以活在过去负面的体验我们人没有办法喜乐。
Therefore, if we continue to live in the negative experiences of our past, then we will. It's very hard for us to be joyful.
所以要学习让过去过去了。
Therefore, we have to learn to let the past, to forget the past.
那努力前面要努力什么
？And we have to strive for what is ahead. So,
我们就
what is ahead?
回到我们刚刚念腓立比书第四章的第八节。
So what should we strive for? So let's come back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
第八节
Verse 8.
这里讲真实的。
Here says, whatever things are true.
如果我们仔细念下去一直到第八节结束。
So if we keep reading to the end of verse 8.
没有一个是负面的。
There's nothing here that is a negative.
每一个都是好的。
Everything here is good.
所以你看真实的。
So here we see things that are true.
那真实的反面是什么
？So what is the opposite of true?
真实的反面就是虚假、虚谎。
So the opposite of true is a falsehood.
所以如果我们常常听人在讲虚假、虚谎的话，当然不会喜乐。
So if we always hear people talking about falsehoods, then we will not be joyful.
那真是从哪里来？
Where does truth come from?
真实从神而来。
Truth comes from God.
主耶稣是那一位真实的人。
The Lord Jesus is that truth, that true person.
所以这个第八节我们所念的，我们都在主耶稣的身上可以看到。
So whatever things that the good things that we read in verse 8, we can see all of these in the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣已升天了，我要看不到他怎么办
？But the Lord Jesus has ascended to heaven, so I can't see him now. So what must I do?
你看在教会里面如果信仰很认真在追求的。
So if you look at some members in the church who are very zealous in their pursuit of faith,
那这个第八节所写的都可以在他身上看到。
Then what is described in verse 8 can be seen in their lives.
所以我们来到教会也可以很喜乐，也可以没有喜乐。
So when we come to church, we can also be joyful or we can also not be joyful.
来到教会没有看到神啊。
When I come to church, I don't see God.
那没有看到神，看到什么？
So if I don't see God, then what do I see?
就看到人啊。
Then I see human beings.
那我们看人有两个方法。
So when we begin to look at people, we see them in two ways.
第一个就是看人的负面。
First, we see the negative aspects of the people around us.
那我们就觉得没有高，没有喜乐。
Then we begin to lose our joy.
因为我们每一个人都是蒙恩的罪人。
Because each and every one of us are sinners saved by grace.
所以我们都有不完美的地方，要一直的追求。
Therefore, we all have our things that we lack in that we need to continually pursue and improve.
所以我们来教会看什么？
So therefore, when we come to church, what do we look at?
当然是要看神。
Of course, we have to look at the.
从圣经来认识主耶稣。
And to come to come to know the Lord Jesus from the Bible.
还有，我们在很多的信徒身上都可以看到这些优点。
Also, we can see many of these virtues in our members.
所以有的信徒你可以发现他很真实。
And some members, we find that they are very, they are very true.
讲话很实在。
And they're very honest.
你这一次去想，哇，这个真的是很感谢神。
And so seeing such members, we are very thankful to the Lord.
所以我们越想每个信徒身上的优点我们就让我们心里会喜乐。真的，他们信耶稣以后有进步。
And as we reflect on the virtues of our members, we are full of joy because we see that indeed they have grown in their faith.
那下面说是可敬的。
And next, things that are noble.
这个可敬的就是当然就是表示很高贵的。
So they are noble.
那如果一个人跟主耶稣一样他的品德就很高贵啊。
So if someone is just like the Lord Jesus, then he is a noble one.
再来是公义的。
Next, just.
公义的反面就是不义。
So the opposite of just is unrighteousness.
所以一个人如果每天花很多的时间在看新闻，他不会喜乐的。
If a person spends a lot of time every day to watch or read the news, then he will not be joyful.
为什么？
Why?
因为你看新闻看一个钟头，有里面有几个是公益的事情。
Because after spending an hour reading the news, how much of the content is a just one?
都是重复不断在传播一些不义的事。
This news just keeps repeating things that are just unjust or unrighteous.
所以新闻知道就好我们更要接触的是公益的事。
So, for the news, just know them on the surface. All the things that we ought to pursue are things of just and righteous things.
那接下去是清洁的。
Next, things that are pure.
记得一个弟兄他现在大概已经退休了。他说他很感谢神他从上网到现在，他没有去看过一次黄色网站。
I remember a brother who's I think now retired. He told me that he was so thankful that from the time he started going onto the internet, he had never been to a pornographic site.
看黄色网站当然有它的刺激的地方，所以才很多人要看。
And going to pornographic sites can stimulate a person. Therefore, a lot of people like to go there.
但是看黄色网站，一个人绝对不会有喜乐。
But going to pornographic sites will definitely not give you joy.
因为那是污秽的。
Because it is filthy.
会让人的良心不安。
It will make your conscience suffer.
会使人离开神越远。
And it will lead you to depart from God further and further away.
所以我们看到一个信徒他的一生都过得很清洁这个就是我们的榜样。
So if we see that a member can lead a pure his entire life very purely, then this is a good role model for us.
接下去有美名的，有什么德性的？
Next, whatever things are lovely.
还有下面有什么德性？
And whatever things are of good report.
有什么称赞的？
And if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy.
这一些事你们都要思念。
Meditate on these things.
所以我们在教会里面真的有很多很好的榜样。
Therefore, in our church, indeed, we have many good role models.
比方说，有的人在做圣工，他不但要把它做完，他要把它做好。
For example, there are some people who do church work, they not only accomplish the task, but they want to do it to the best of their ability.
哦, 那做圣工比做自己的事情更努力, 我们看了就, 哇, 真的很感动。
And they do church work even, they work harder in the church work than in their own work.
哦,
and when we see that, we're really touched.
哦, 那我们常常这样去想, 哦, 我们的心就得到鼓励。
And the more we meditate on these things, the more our hearts are encouraged.
哦, 那在第九节,
and let's end in verse 9.
啊, 就是这些在我身上所学的, 你们都要去做。
So the things which you heard and saw in me, these do.
啊, 所以努力前面, 就是第八节, 第九节。
So to strive for what is ahead is referring to verses 8 and 9.
啊, 这样平安会增加, 喜乐会增加。
And doing so, our peace would increase and our joy would also increase.
好, 那第三点我们要学习什么?
And the third thing that we have to... 好, so what is the third thing that we have to learn?
我们看11节。
Let's read verse 11. Verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
好, 这个地方, 啊, 保罗在讲, 啊, 什么情况, 都可以知足。
So in this passage, Paul tells us that we ought to be content in all situations.
那这是我已经学会, 这是要学的。
So Paul said that these he had learned. So all these things we have to learn.
哦, 什么景况, 哦, 就是环境怎么变了, 我都可以知足啊。
So Paul have learned that in whatever state he is, he can be content.
哦, 一般人只能够往上爬, 不能往下降。
Some people, they can only just keep rising, they cannot go downward.
哦, 哦, 但是这里讲, 我们做基督徒应该是环境怎么变, 我都可以知足。
But as Christians, we have to learn that regardless how the situation change, I can remain content.
哦, 那这个到底要怎么去学?
So then how can we learn this?
我们现在就看两个人。
So now let's look at two persons.
哦, 第一个就是亚当。
The first person is Adam.
第二个就是主耶稣。
Second is the Lord Jesus.
哦, 亚当在伊甸园里面。
Adam, whilst he was in the Garden of Eden,
他有什么?
What did he have?
他的生活很简单啊。
His life was very simple.
哦, 但是, 我们想哦, 亚当在伊甸园是不是活得很无聊, 活得很痛苦?
But did he lead a boring and a difficult life in the garden?
哦, 伊甸园啊, 就是在地如天的生活。
So living in the Garden of Eden is just like living heaven on earth.
哦, 第一个他生活的需要神都供给了。
First, God provided for all his daily necessities.
哦, 但是在伊甸园里最大的满足是因为有神。
His greatest enjoyment or satisfaction in the garden is because God is there.
哦, 所以他看到神的荣光。
He was able to see the glory of God.
啊, 他可以跟神讲话。
He saw the light of God and he could communicate and speak to God.
啊, 这个就是满足。
And this is his contentment.
啊, 所以亚当在伊甸园里最大的满足就是神在伊甸园里。
So the greatest, for Adam's greatest contentment in the garden is that 啊, God was there.
那我们今天为什么不容易快喜乐?
Abiding with him. So today, why is it that it's so difficult for us to be happy?
不是我们没有什么, 我们什么都有。
It's not because we're lacking of anything. We have everything.
那为什么什么都有不会喜乐?
Then why is it that when we have everything, but we're not joyful?
我们缺乏一件事情。
Because we lack of one thing.
就是神的同在。
And that is the abidance of God.
如果我们有神的同在,
if we have the abidance of God,
有内心的喜乐,
and if we have this inner joy,
其实生活上下, 是很容易适应的。
Then we will be able to adjust to the ups and downs of our lives.
我常常在提到我一个, 在非洲的两个体验。
I often share my two experiences in Africa.
第一次1983年去。
First, I went there in 1983.
在伦敦机场遇到一个弟兄。
In the London airport, I met a church brother.
他提了两箱的东西。
He carried two boxes.
里面也有酱油, 也有面, 也有很多的东西啊。
So in the box, there's the soy sauce and instant ramen. There are lots of other things.
我在机场遇到他好高兴, 哇, 在非洲不会饿到肚子。
So when I saw this brother, I was so happy that I will not go hungry in Africa.
但是等到飞机降下来,
But when the plane landed,
怎么办呢？这两架东西要怎么抬呀？
Then what should we do? How do we carry these two huge boxes?
你如果叫非洲人抬，怕他抬走，你也追不上。
So if you request the Africans to help you, then maybe they'll run off with your boxes and you can't catch up.
要自己抬这么重。
But if you carry them yourselves, it's so heavy.
以后接下去的大概七八个礼拜，就是抬这个两箱跑来跑去。
So in the next 7 to 8 weeks in Africa, we just labor by carrying these two boxes.
后来我就学到一个经验。
So then I learned a lesson.
什么都不要带。
That we should not bring anything.
带钱就可以。
Just bring money.
你就可以买鸡啊，那个是organic 的鸡啊。
Then you can use your money to buy organic chickens.
所有都是有机的。
And everything in Africa is organic.
那非洲人可以活，我也可以活。
So if the Africans can survive on those, then I can also survive on them.
那这样就很自由了。
So if we do this way, then we have freedom.
这是第一个例子。
So this is my first example.
那第二个例子。
And my second example.
就是有一次我的一个同工啊，带那个 Walkman 去。
One time, my coworker brought a Walkman.
我想我怎么这么傻？我有 Walkman， 为什么没有带来
？When I saw that, I said, "Oh, why am I so foolish? I have a Walkman too. I should have brought it with me."
第二年我就带 Walkman 去。
So the second year, I brought my Walkman.
但是 Walkman 你要带电池啊。
But with the Walkman, you need to bring your batteries.
那非洲的电池转两下就没有电了，是从美国带过去才会转得久。
But batteries in Africa don't last long. You need the ones from the US.
那八个礼拜电池一堆。
In 8 weeks, I need to bring a huge amount of batteries.
那第二个 Walkman 你要带录音带啊。
And second, when you bring your Walkman, you have to bring the audio cassettes.
但也不能够一个录音带听八个礼拜啊。
And you cannot just listen to one audio cassette for the entire 8 weeks.
所以就带一堆的录音带。
Then I brought a bunch of audio cassettes.
那每一天到非洲就是忧虑会不会被偷走。
And then every day in Africa, I would worry if someone would steal my Walkman.
如果非洲人要借来听，也不敢借他听，怕他弄坏。
And then when the Africans would like to borrow it from me, I dare not lend it to them because I'm afraid that they will break it.
那祷告就把它夹在两个腿中间。
And when I pray, I put the Walkman in between my knees.
后来我就发现这个是累赘。
Then I finally realized that this is a burden.
从此我什么都不带。
So from then on, I bring nothing.
那如果有时间
，and if I have spare time,
拿个椅子到外面去
，I'll grab a chair and go outside.
非洲的天空非常的黑
，so the skies in heaven are very
黑呀 ，dark.
Dark.
所以星星特别亮
，so the sky and the stars are very bright.
月亮特别亮
，and the moon is especially bright.
看起来很舒服
，and when you look at them, you feel very comfortable.
第二个。
Second,
非洲的虫叫很好听。
The sounds of the insects of Africa.
早上一大早就有公鸡叫。
And early morning, the cocks and the roosters would call.
不必闹钟。
You don't need an alarm clock.
所以我就学到在大自然生活亚当的喜乐你可以体验到。
At that time, I realized that living amongst nature, Adam had a great life.
所以不要羡慕别人什么都有。
Therefore, never envy others by having a lot of things.
要羡慕别人生活很简单，过得很喜乐。
You have to envy those people who lead simple lives and yet happy and joyful.
这样我们就很自由。
So if we do this, then we will have we will have freedom.
但是这个要学习。
But to do this, you have to learn.
唱诗。
Let's sing him. Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we shall pray together.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
所以圣灵降临就是神与我们同在。
So when the Holy Spirit descends on us, it means that God abides with us.
感谢主，我们在这个教会里面有圣灵的降临。
Thank the Lord that in this church we have the descent of the Holy Spirit.
那神要给每一个人渴慕圣灵的人。
And God will grant the Holy Spirit to each and everyone who yearns for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以向他求。
Therefore, we can ask him for the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵充满，我们就很喜乐，很平安。
When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will experience peace and joy.
所以我们最后一次要来祷告。
So now we will offer our final prayer.
要求圣灵，求圣灵的充满。
If you'd like to pray for the Holy Spirit or for the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
You first kneel down to show your respect for God.
眼睛合起来，帮助我们专心。
We close our eyes so that we can concentrate.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And the first sentence we say is, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray."
我们念一次。
And we say this once.
重复念，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then we can keep repeating, saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus."
那就这样，我们用心祷告，就可以体验到神。
And if we pray in such a way with our hearts, then we can experience God.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
So now let's together pray.